Julia, thanks for being here and talking with me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So you are playing Sylvia, the lead role in the play of the same name, Sylvia, here at the Sunflower Theater, coming up in the next few days. And what is the play about? What's the basic plot?
The basic plot is a love story about a couple, and they get a dog that is wanted and not wanted, and it's a little love triangle.
Okay. Is this a play that you were familiar with before you got involved?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. Yeah.
Okay. So why is this something that you wanted to get involved with?
I participated in theater and dance extensively when I was younger, and kind of wanted to get back into it this recently, and was taking the improv class, and I think it's important to have the arts in the community. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty exciting that we have something so cool here, right here in Cortez.
Why has theater and dance been something that you've been a part of throughout your life?
I started dancing when I was 3. Why? I think movement is really important. I think it was something to do when I was younger. And it's a good structure and discipline, I think, too, learning that. But also being part of the arts and learning to express yourself in different ways.
How do you think those experiences have shaped you as a person throughout your life?
I think they've definitely helped me focus and concentrate on different areas in my life. When you walked into a studio, you left everything else outside and you focused on what you were doing there. And that has helped me throughout my life through work and college and just day-to-day living.
You said earlier that you feel like theater and arts is important to a community. Why is it important for a community to have theater, say, here at the Sunflower Theater?
I think it's pretty invaluable just being able to give that to a community and sharing the arts. It's definitely a huge facet of the arts that a lot of very small communities don't have access to.
As you've been involved with the Sylvia play that's coming up at the Sunflower Theater, are there things about this play that were surprising to you or maybe unexpected as you started getting involved with the rehearsals?
I was really impressed with Peggy Tennyson. I had no idea.
She's the director?
She's the director, and she has an extensive knowledge and history and experience, and just having access to that has been amazing. We did a handful of workshops, theater workshops, learning about character building. We did some voice lessons with her. That's one of her specialties, and that's been phenomenal, actually pretty priceless being involved with that.
Was there anything particularly challenging about this script for you or for any of your other co-stars in the show?
I think it's challenging, possibly maybe for any person trying to really get into the character and really become the character that you're trying to become. It was very difficult for me to, but it was hard to really start thinking and acting and behaving like a dog. That was very interesting.
So you actually play a dog in this production.
I do. I play a dog.
So how did you do that? I mean, what were some of the ways or the methods that you had to go through to get yourself into that mindset of being an animal?
I really started to watch my friends' dogs. I personally don't have dogs, but really looking at them and watching their behaviors and their every little move and what they do and how they behave and in all their mannerisms and little things, and it's pretty fun.
And what about the folks that are in the troupe with you? Did you know any of them beforehand, or are these all new people that you've just met?
All new people I've met, and it's also been pretty fascinating watching them grow too in the characters and watching Peggy direct them and then watching people take the direction and really utilize that and grow as an actor, I guess. Yeah.
Would you say that the folks that are in the Sunflower troupe right now are relatively inexperienced in acting and doing theater?
I think Kim has a handful of experience behind her. James, another character, another man in the play, has no experience, he's said, and watching him grow has been phenomenal. It's really quite spectacular.
What is spectacular about it? I mean, what do you see when you see someone come into theater and they have to learn these lines and they have to do this rigorous work. How does it change somebody?
Well, like, we all have ways that we talk and the ways that we do things around in our own normal life. And then taking on a character, you have to completely shift that. And watching somebody really change who they are, maybe only for that, you know, four hours while you're practicing, but watching them really change their mannerisms, how they talk, how they walk, all those little things, and really adjusting to that is, I think that's spectacular, being able to do that, flip the switch.
What do you think audiences are going to take away from this play, Sylvia? I mean, there must be some sort of message or something that you think that folks are going to walk out the door thinking more about, maybe. What do you think that is?
Love and what's important in life.
When you've been preparing for this role, and you said that you've been like watching other dogs, has it made you like want to go get a dog? I mean, has it changed your perspective on dogs at all?
No, that makes me feel really bad, but I love dogs. I really do. But only if, yeah, no, I don't want a dog. I do love dogs and I love to play with dogs. And dogs are really awesome, but they're also a lot of work. I have a child and that's plenty of work.
That's true. A lot of people get dogs and then they have kids and they're like, oh yeah, no more dogs. So for potential audience, people that might be listening right now, why should they come see the show? What are some compelling reasons to come see Sylvia?
It's hilarious. It should be a good laugh. Be fun to come out and support our local community theater and help make it happen again. And also, if you're interested in wanting to partake in it, it might be a nice little doorway to just come see what the Sunflower Theater has to offer. It's pretty fantastic.
All right. Well, Julia, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Tom.
And break a leg.
Thank you.
That's Julia Buff. She plays Sylvia, who is a dog, in the play Sylvia. It's going to be running at the Sunflower Theater right here in downtown Cortez on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can find out showtimes, get your tickets, and much more information at sunflowertheater.org. I'm Tom Yoder. Thanks for listening to KSJD.